Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. For truly, this is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. So, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe as you are listening in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. For listening in, for chiming in, for visiting with us on this morning. We greet you in the name of the Lord, and we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So enjoy the services on today. Amen. To the extent that you keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour. And then Sundays, we're here at 12 o'clock noon. Amen and amen. I am Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Amen. I am the apostle of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And truly, it is a pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. To seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all other things, amen, shall be added, amen, unto us. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Want to, amen, you to follow me this morning, amen, to the book of St. John. St. John, chapter number 20, amen, and we want to begin reading in verse number 24. Amen and amen. St. John, chapter 20, verse number 24, and it reads like this. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand and to his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Beloved, this morning, amen, we want to talk to you, amen, from a subject, believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. Beloved, we realize, amen, that most people in the world today, and maybe even some of you, amen, may take the same idea that Thomas had. Thomas was one of Jesus' disciples. Amen. He was not there when Jesus was crucified. He had got word through the grapevine that Jesus had been resurrected. Amen. He had heard from, amen, sources, amen, that Jesus was not dead anymore. That Jesus literally, we're not talking about a spirit, beloved. We're talking about flesh and blood. Jesus was raised up from the grave, and he was still alive. Thomas heard it, but Thomas didn't believe it. Thomas said, you know what? When I see it, I believe it, and not before then. Beloved, amen, glory be to God, and we have so many people in the world that are the same way. There's a saying, I'm not quite sure exactly how it go. I think they say, I'm from Missouri, you got to show me, or something like that. They're just not going to believe it until they see it. See, they're not going to believe it. See, when I see it, I will believe it. Well, when I see my prayers being answered, I will believe it. When I see the healing, glory be to God, you heal, yeah, I'm healed when I see it. When I see you healed, then I'll believe you've been healed. When I see my money, then I believe the money. When I see the breakthrough, I believe the breakthrough. When I see the turnaround, I believe the turnaround. When I see it, I'm going to believe it, and not until then. When I see the victory, I believe the victory. When I see it, and beloved, glory be to God. And this is why so many of God's people miss it. This is why so many of God's people are still at the back end of the desert. This is why so many of God's people are still at the bottom. Glory be to God. This is why so many of God's people, why? Because they waiting to see it before they believe it. Beloved, even when it comes to prayer, amen, glory be to God, they're praying to God and asking God to do this for me, do that for me, do this for me, but they don't believe it because they haven't seen the results. They don't even believe what they're praying for. Glory be to God, because they haven't seen it yet. They haven't seen the increase. They haven't seen the healing. They haven't seen the turnaround. They haven't seen the breakthrough. So they're praying in doubt, waiting, sitting around waiting to see something. Beloved, God's kingdom does not work that way. God's kingdom is upside down kingdom. He takes the foolishness of the world to confound the wise. This is why you're still broke. This is why you're still in poverty. This is why you're still sick. This is because you're waiting to see something before you believe it. Jesus, amen, had to encourage Doubting Thomas here. When he says, glory be to God, when Thomas finally touched Jesus, Jesus showed up, glory be to God, and he touched Jesus. He touched the holes in his side, the holes in his feet, the holes in his hand. He said, Lord, have mercy, it's really you, Jesus. When it, and verse number 28, when Thomas said, "My Lord and my God," like, "Jesus, this is really you. Now I believe because I see it." But what did Jesus say to Thomas, beloved, in verse number 29? "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed me. But blessed." Somebody say, "I'm blessed." "I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I am blessed. I don't deserve it, but yes, I am blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I am blessed. I don't deserve it, but yes, I am blessed." Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Beloved, what Jesus was saying to us is that seeing is not believing, amen, but believing is seeing. If you believe it, you will see it. He said, "Blessed are the ones that believe before they see." You're going to see whatever you're believing God for when you put your faith on it. When you use your faith, you got to see the blessing. You got to see the breakthrough. You got to see the healing. You got to see it even before it manifests. You got to see it, baby. You got to activate the vision. Where's your dream board? Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. You got to hold the picture in your mind. You got to stop fluctuating up and down, up the elevator, down the elevator, off the elevator, in the elevator. Baby, you got to get on the elevator and keep going up. You got to hold the picture. You got to hold the vision. You got to see it. You got to see your children being saved before they get saved. You got to see them saved before they're born. You got to see yourself with the job, with the money, with the breakthrough, with the diploma, with the spouse. Whatever you believe in God for, you got to see it. Baby, you got to work your imagination. That's why God has given you the gift of imagination. You got to hold it. Jesus went to the blind man. The blind man couldn't see a thing. Jesus went over, glory be to God, touched his eyes, threw a little dirt up on his eyes, spit on him. Hallelujah. You said, why would Jesus spit on somebody? Jesus was putting his DNA in the dirt. Ah, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Yeah. Then he asked the blind man, he said, "What do you see?" He said, I see men walking that street. Jesus said, "See again. What do you see?" But let me ask you a question this morning, doggone it. What do you see? I'm just waiting for God to do something. I'm just waiting for the money. I'm just waiting. Can you see the money? Can you close your eyes and see yourself writing checks, paying off debt, paying off bills, paying off other people's bills? Can you see it? No, I can't see nothing. Well, you ain't going to probably get nothing either, because you ain't got no faith. Faith will see a thing before the thing manifests. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who can see it before it comes to reality." Matter of fact, your faith in it, your vision in it is what's bringing it to fruition. You the one calling it in. Baby, you got to call it in. You got to call your breakthrough in. You got to call your blessings in. You got to call your deliverance in. By what you see and what you speak. Look at this in Matthew chapter number 13, verse number 9. It says, "Whoever has ears, let him hear." The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?"
Jesus replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even that they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Then verse number 16, here goes Jesus again. Now, y'all got to pay attention when Jesus says something twice in the Bible. Here Jesus says something, and here Jesus say the same thing that he said in John, he say again in Matthew. Pay attention. Verse 16, but blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I am blessed, I'm blessed. But blessed are the eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Beloved, God calls you blessed. We're talking about seeing with your spiritual eyes. We're talking about spiritual sight. We're talking about what does the flesh see? What does your spirit see? Baby, you got to see something before you can get it. And that's why we're praying the same prayers every day. Same prayers. Why? Because you ain't seen victory yet. You ain't seen increase yet. You ain't seen prosperity yet. You ain't seen healing yet. Huh? You don't see it. Jesus said those who see it are the blessed ones, because the ones who see it are the ones that's going to get it. Beloved, hallelujah. No, seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. And this is the word of God. Blessed are those who see. Let me tell you something. It was Helen Keller. Helen Keller, y'all know, was legally blind. And she was quoted as saying, even here she was legally blind, but yes, she could see better than people who had physical sight. Why? Because Helen Keller saw in the spirit. Beloved, what do you see? See, because the truth of the matter is, beloved, this is why the Bible says, as a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh, so are they. Because, see, you praying one thing, but your mind is on negativity. You praying and asking God to give you increase, but all you're thinking about is how much you don't have, instead of believing God, amen, for what you want. All you see is sickness. See, your mind is on negativity. Well, I'm just being real. No, baby. No. You got to cut that. That's the world saying. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, I am the truth. Truth always trumps reality. The reality of the matter is you might be broke, you might be sick, you might be down, but the truth of the matter. Jesus said, glory be to God, you are healed. Jesus said, you are free. Jesus said, he came that ye may have life abundantly. The question comes down to whose report do you believe? See, this is why you got to stay away from negative people. This is why, beloved, you got to put some people on the back burner, check up with them later on, because they come to contaminate your faith. You believe in God for this, and they want to come and speak in your ear gates. Well, you know, ain't nobody ever did that before. Well, you know, that's a hard piece there, sister. Yeah, well, you know, that's almost, well, you know, that ain't going to never happen in this lifetime. Baby, you know what you need to do? Remember when Jesus went to raise the dead girl? Amen, it had died. Amen, glory be to God. And the people was around there laughing. Amen, said, oh, Jesus coming all late. Amen. Jesus said, put him out the room. He said, y'all got to go. I don't know where you're going, but you got to leave here. But let me tell you something. You got to put some people on hold, let their message go into voicemail. You get back to them, amen, in a minute. But you busy right now. Why? Because you trying to see something. How long you going to live and die? How long you going to wait for a breakthrough? It don't take God all day to move. He says, according to your faith, what are you seeing? Up and down the elevator. Up and down the elevator. You're doing good. Your spirits are high. You believe in God. Amen. And here, now you done slump. How you done drop down, amen, 50 floors in 2 minutes? See, because you're letting other people control what you see. I can see clearly now. Can you? That's what the blind man told Jesus. He said, I can see clearly now. Beloved, you got to stop seeing defeat. That means you got to turn off that news. You ain't got to be watching news all day long. You hear what I'm saying? You ain't got to be watching. And you talk about how many people die every day. Well, you know, 10 more people done died in the city. 20 more. Okay. How many people been born again? You keep in count of how many people done died. Tell me how many people got saved on Sunday. You ain't keeping track of how many living, but you're keeping track of how many dead. Why? Because you got other people controlling what you see, what your focus is on, what you're meditating on. And let me tell you something, you ain't going to get no more, amen, than what you're thinking about. And that's the way God put it together, if you like it or not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, blessed are those who see. Luke chapter 10, verse 23. Luke 10, 23 says this. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, here we go. Now, this is the third time y'all heard this today. Now, this is worth investigating. You Bible students, those of you who are serious about your breakthrough, this is worth investigating. Here Jesus go again. He said, blessed. Now, baby, glory be to God. You don't know what the word blessed is, huh? Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it. And to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Beloved, what do you see? And if some of you will be honest today, you will say, you know what? I see premature death. You see your children dying early. You see your marriage dying. You see your money dying. You see the church dying. You see the ministry dying. That's all you see. When's the last time you've seen increase? When's the last time you can close your eyes and see yourself happy and see other people happy? When's the last time you closed your eyes and seen all your bills being paid? And I'm talking about not just for 2 minutes during the day. I'm talking about this is the picture you hold. This is a picture you frame. Huh? This is what you're praying for, and this is what you're believing for, nothing different, nothing less. You ain't coming with no negative pictures. In my mind, say, let me tell you something. When the devil comes to you with that negativity and wants to plant those negative seeds in your mind and subconscious mind through your dreams, through your visions, through other people's suggestions, and even your own, baby, you got to crush every satanic seed. You got to erase every picture that the devil plant in your mind. You hear what I'm saying? You got to take the erasing board. Remember the blackboards when we were in school and the teachers? I used to love to erase the blackboard and wash the blackboards, huh? But that's how you need to do, Satan. And draw your own. Let the Holy Ghost draw some pictures in your mind based on the word of God. Baby, you got to see blessings. You got to see it. Talking it ain't enough. You got to see it. You got to see healing. You got to see breakthrough. You got to see yourself walking in victory. Not one day. I'm talking about right now, today. Our God is a very present help needed now in the day of trouble. One day. Baby, you got to stop talking defeat. And the only reason you're talking defeat, because that's what you see. I challenge you to monitor your thoughts. I challenge you to monitor the visions and the pictures in your mind that you think about all day long. And you could be on a positive note, and as soon as you hear something negative here or there, now your pictures change. Now you don't see victory no more. You see death. You see defeat. And guess what? As a man thinketh, that's what a man get. Beloved, Jesus said, blessed are the eyes that see. When we look in Ezekiel 1:1, we see that the heavens was opened over Ezekiel's life and Ezekiel saw visions of God. What you see? What the dreams look like? Why are you always having nightmares? Huh? What your visions look like? Huh? Why everything got to be dark? Why all your dreams and visions got to be dark? It's always nighttime in your dreams. That ain't a good sign. Why can't you see light? Why can't you see daylight? Why can't you see the sun? Why can't you see? Why can't you see, beloved? You need the faith to see it. And then God calls you blessed. Ah, my God. Woo! Let me share one more scripture with you as we close on today. Acts 9:18. And the Bible is talking about Saul. Hallelujah. Let's read 17. So Ananias went to the house, and when he arrived, he placed his hands on Saul. Brother Saul, he said, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then verse number 18 says that. It says this. At that instant, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and his sight was restored. Saul could see again. Beloved, are you ready to see again? Saul was blind for 3 days. Some of us have been blinded for 3 years. If we really tell the truth, some of us have been blind our whole Christian life. We talk Jesus, but we don't see Jesus. We talk victory, but we don't see victory. We talk increase, but we ain't seeing no increase. We don't see it, or we only see it for a moment. testify about it, amen, on Praise Wednesday, and by the time Friday comes, then you locked back up in spiritual prison again. Huh? Why all the fluctuation? You want to know why the fluctuation? Because your vision is fluctuated. You can't hold, amen, a picture in your mind. You let other people steal it from you. You let other people rob you. You let other people rain on your parade. You're not strong enough to hold the picture of victory in your mind. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see here in this book of Acts, hallelujah, that all the spiritual cataracts and the scales was removed from Paul's eyes. Let us pray today, beloved, and ask God to remove the cataracts, the spiritual cataracts. Glory be to God, the spiritual scales from my eyes. Let us pray and ask God, according to Ephesians 1, glory be to God, hallelujah, to open up the eyes of our understanding so that we can see what God sees. Anybody want to see? I ain't talking about seeing what your neighbor's seeing. No, baby, I'm talking about seeing what God sees. Anybody want to see what God sees for you? God says he has a plan to bring you to an expected end. God sees good things when he looks at you, beloved. Why are you seeing anything different? Anybody want to see what God sees? He said, blessed are those who believe before they see it. Because if you believe it, you will see it. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, Jesus wasn't hard on Thomas, hallelujah, for his doubts. Amen. Him being very skeptical. Amen. Thomas was still loyal to Jesus. Amen. He was still loyal to the believers. See? But some people need to voice their doubts before they believe. Beloved, if doubt leads to questions, and if questions lead to answers, and if the answers are accepted, then doubt has done good work. It is when doubt becomes stubbornness, and stubbornness becomes a prideful lifestyle, that doubt harms our faith. Beloved, when you doubt, don't stop there. Don't stop. Let your doubt deepen your faith as you continue to search for answers. Amen. Hallelujah. And start singing. Beloved, this is why the Bible told Joshua. God told Joshua, meditate in my word day and night. See? Because when we meditate in God's word, we eat the word. You got to see what you're eating, baby. You got to see what you're eating. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me tell you something. Every person that has achieved any major milestone, see, the majority of them had dream boards. The majority, saved and unsaved. Why? Because dream boards work. Dream boards, beloved, and I encourage you, amen, to get yourself some pictures, get yourself some Bible scriptures, get yourself something and tape it on your wall, tape it on the bedroom wall, the kitchen, in your car, amen. Why? Because it'll keep you focused. See, it'll help you to see the things you don't see, huh? That you're going to see. If you got to do something that's going to work for you until you can break that cycle of negativity, you can break that cycle of doubt, you can break that contagious cycle that keeps you at the bottom of the food chain, keeps you in and out, up and down and around. That is not God's will for you. That is not, but it's a trick of the enemy making you think that this is the way, this is just the way it is. Say who? Somebody say who? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, no, beloved. Hallelujah. Jesus bids the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. Seeing is believing. But you got to believe before you can see. Hallelujah. What does your faith look like? I want to encourage you to use your faith and to see first if you want to obtain it. Hallelujah. You got to see yourself standing at the top of the mountain. You got to see yourself in that new car. You got to see yourself writing a check to buy somebody else a house. Because yours already paid for. Now you want to pay for somebody else. Look, you got to, look, take a check. Go to your checking account and write the check out in faith. Now you ain't going to do nothing with it right now, but you just going to write it out. All your children, and you write each one of them a check. Amen. $1 million apiece. Huh? You're writing your, don't forget the pastor. Don't forget me. You're writing me what out? Me writing this ministry out. Come on, work it, baby, work it. Guess what? It works. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we give your name the praise, the glory, and all the honor. And we thank you for the word of God on today. That believing is seeing. God, help us to believe. Help us to believe, Father God, regardless of what it looked like. Regardless if we live in a life that's the reverse, Father. Father God, regardless if we're down, we can come up, Father. And if we're up, we can come higher. Father God, if we're healthy, we can become healthier. And if we're happy, we can become happier. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to begin to see what we're praying for. We can't pray one thing, Father God, and then don't believe you for it. We can't pray one thing and be thinking something else. We can't pray breakthrough but see ourselves locked down in chains. It causes us to be double-minded in the spirit. And you said, Father God, that a double-minded man shall not receive anything. Father God, this is Satan's strategy. And he's been working us over for years. We thank you for this word today. But Father God, we're going to lock out. If God, if we got to fast for 3 days this week, we're going to lock down. We're going to get that picture rocked. Solid in our mind what we are believing you to do in our lives and our families' lives and our ministries' lives and our health and our finances and everything else, and we refuse to be moved. Come hell or high water, we refuse to be moved. And we say thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen. And amen. All right. There it is. There it is. What a way to start our week. 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 Those of you who need pictures, go to Google. Google under images. You can get pictures of anything. Now, you start out with some Bible scriptures. Glory be. Just open your Bible, get a piece of paper, and write the scripture down. If you can't type it, write it. Amen. Put it somewhere where you can see it all day long. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your computer. Huh? I am the head and not the tail. Huh? Start somewhere. And keep I walk by faith and not by sight. We just keep meditating on it. Keep meditating until you see yourself doing it. In Jesus' name. Baby, you got to see yourself living in that house before you move. I'm going to tell you what real faith is. Real faith is you start packing before you sign the paperwork. That's real faith. That's real faith. Beloved, about couple of weeks ago, I gave away all my furniture. Only thing that's in my place right now is my bed. I gave away all my furniture. I donated it. Matter of fact, they got some more coming today. I ordered a bunch of boxes from U-Haul. Bunch of boxes. Started packing. Now that's what you call faith. Money ain't showed up yet. Didn't sign an agreement of sale on nothing yet. Now that's faith. When you living in a house with no furniture and you living with packed boxes like you waiting to move today, that's seeing it before you get it. That's faith. That is undeniable faith that God cannot say no to. That's how you need to live your life in every arena. You want to go on vacation? Pull your suitcase out and start packing the clothes that you're going to take. Get your passport ready. See, we sit around waiting for the money to show up. That's why the money ain't coming. When you live by faith like that, you put a demand on the things that you expect God to do, to see it before you can believe it. Because if you believe it, you will see it, but you got to see it before you believe. Do you know where you're going past? Of course, I know where I'm going. I already got my house picked out. I ain't did no paperwork yet. No, I ain't going to jail. I ain't did no paperwork yet. But I know where I'm going. And I'm packed up. I can't even invite you over to my house right now. There ain't nothing but boxes. I got one more room to hit. And that's my office. Everything else is packed up. Now that's what you call faith. Undeniable faith. Try it. It works. Father God, in Jesus' name, meet us at the altar of prayer today. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Let us pray and let us believe for what we're praying for. Let us see what we pray. If you praying for somebody to be healed, picture them healed. Don't picture them in the graveyard. See what you're believing for. Otherwise, you're being a hypocrite. Baby, work your faith. Faith works when we work. Oh, wait a minute. I'm finished. I told my children and family members, go out and find a house. Just know what you want to buy. Huh? Just know what you want to buy. And just hold it. You hear what I'm saying? I got all my bills on the dining room table. I do got a table. I got a table and a bed. Everything else is gone. Huh? Huh? Checks already written out. Paid in full. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. But you got to see it before you can get it. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that we can see different. God, help us to see different. Help us to see clearly. Help us to see victory. Help us to see breakthrough. Father, I thank you. I see the expansion of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, people on payroll, getting big checks every week working in this ministry, administrative assistants, technical people, media people. Father God, thank you for the expansion, Father God. I see it. And living color is a done deal. Thank you. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings
and Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of Lords. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Love you, love you, love you. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when we open up the calls this week, hallelujah, you ain't got to tell us everything. We want to hear something that you see. That's what we want to hear. You ain't got to make nothing up. You ain't got to tell no lie. And you ain't got to tell us everything. And tell us what the Holy Spirit tell you to share. Huh? Huh? But you ought to be, you better be seeing something. Amen. And because if you're not, you're in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God said, blessed are those who see. Then who are those who don't see? I'll let you answer that. God bless you. Have a good day. Pastor Alfreda, amen, signing out. Love you.